knocking. At this point, you're just piling on. Move on. From Harris 50, stop attacking Terry. He's been the best thing we've had the last 5 years. No way can you name 20 receivers better than him. So yesterday, I was in somewhat agreement with some of you who had a problem with the Terry talk. Today, I guess I'm going to go back to my normal self. Grow up. Okay, this is a pro market. This is a pro football team. They're lucky we're even talking about them after what's happened here the last 25 years. They're lucky anybody's interested in speaking about them, whether positively, negatively, constructively critical, which is, by the way at least this show handles the Terry McLaurin slow start from a reception yardage, you know, average to the season, and has handled the Terry McLaurin conversations before. He's a big boy. He's a pro. He makes millions of dollars a year. We're a pro sports town. Some of you just think that these players are beyond reproach. Why? They've given us nothing. They've won nothing. Yeah, I'm excited about the new regime. I am. I'm so excited Dan's gone. I'm very optimistic about new ownership, optimistic about the new front office and the new coaching staff, very optimistic about the new quarterback. But, I mean, the new quarterback we're going to constructively critique. And he's much younger and not, you know, the pro yet that Terry's been. Terry's used to it. He can handle it. I mean, it's the same group of you that just insisted. And it's not the majority of you. I know that. Trust me. I have enough conversations with all of you, whether it's via the phones, via social media, or wherever, that most of you understand that this team has sucked, has given us nothing for so long, and that constructive criticism, even from people who are non-experts, which would be what most of us would qualify as, is fandom. Okay? Like, deal with it. The conversations that some of you were triggered by in recent years about players like Sam Howell and Taylor Heinicke and Carson Wentz. Like, are you kidding me? Stop. It's okay to have these conversations. In fact, it's really good for the team that people have these conversations given what they've produced. You know, it's the old, you know, PR saying, I'd rather have somebody saying anything about us rather than them saying nothing about us. I don't care what you say, good or bad, as long as you're talking about me. So, I mean, we had the emailer yesterday who accused us of being mean in our conversation with Terry. Come on, man. Big boy pants. Seriously. These players are not beyond reproach. They're professionals. And they were not in it. We're not in Baltimore where they've given us nothing but wins and contention and Super Bowls. All right? We haven't had anything in 33 years around here. The occasional drop of water in the desert, 2005, 2007, 2012, 2015. I don't even want to put 2020 into that category. 7-9 into the postseason. Terry McLaurin is a good wide receiver. Terry McLaurin is also not a force feed wide receiver. Those two things are true. He's a good wide receiver. He's a starting wide receiver. He's a number one wide receiver on a lot of teams in this league. But he's not a force feed wide receiver. He's not the guy that you say, we're going to do whatever we can to get him the ball. That is the number one priority. He's the best player on the field. He can take the top off. He's great. By the way, he is very good with contested catches. Even if he's covered, we're going to throw it to him. He's phenomenal. He's a threat to the defense. He's the biggest threat we have. He's not that. Okay, he's not Justin Jefferson. He's not Jamar Chase. He's not Tariq Hill. He's not Devontae Adams. And the list goes on and on. He's not A.J. Brown. He's not I hate saying this because this is something that one of you really got upset with. I don't think he's a guy that's emerging like Nico Collins. I think it's just he's a different physical being. There have been just so many great receivers that have come into the league. When we first started having the where does Terry rank list, by the way, after seasons that were not like overwhelmingly, you know, dominant statistically, and they were seasons in which the team was not very good on offense too. They haven't been very good on offense. So it started with, you know, is he a top 10 receiver? I never said he was top 10. I was always in that, you know, 10 to 14 range. But look at the just flood of wide receiver talent that's come into the league in recent years. Like, he's not there. He's good, though. There's nothing wrong with saying that. He's a good receiver. He's a number one wide receiver on several teams, including this one. But just in the last few years, man, the receivers that have come into the league, Chase, Waddle, Devontae Smith in one draft. The next year, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Drake London, who, you know, now that he has a quarterback, you know, I think you'll see him develop into one of those guys. You know, last year it was Smith and the Jigba, Jordan Addison, who am I forgetting from last year, Denton? And this year, I mean, Harrison Neighbors, Adunze, Brian Thomas Jr. It's just been a flood of guys that have come in since we started to have the conversation. It's okay, though. We can have these conversations. We're going to continue to have these conversations. If you can't handle them, you can't handle them. But don't tell us to stop having the conversations. You can tell us to stop, but we don't have to listen. Can't wait for Monday night, though, because I think Terry will be big in this game. They're going to have to convert some third downs. He's going to have to make some contested catches. What they're really going to have to do is do what they did against the Giants. They're going to have to run the football. I think that is paramount on Monday night. I think they got a shot Monday night. I really do. I said this yesterday. I just have this feeling that, yeah, everybody will be picking Cincinnati, which is usually a good sign. They're 0-2. They've got to win the football game. You know what? There are teams that are 0-2 that, you know, aren't going to win, potentially. Even some good teams. You know, Florida State, everybody said they'll beat Memphis. They'll get off the schneid and beat Memphis. No, they're 0-3. Not necessarily the best comp. They don't have a quarterback comparable to the one Cincinnati has. And Cincinnati might be getting healthy with T. Higgins coming back. All right. So I wanted to get to something before we get to Ben Baby, from ESPN talking Bengals at 10:35. It's something Mel Kiper said yesterday. I love Mel, but probably one of his worst takes of all time. You'll hear it when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.